2009, Swedish game studio Mojang released Minecraft. Little did they know, it would go on to be one of the most successful video games of all time. Millions of children put countless hours into this game, making creative pieces that even shocked the world at times. Now what if we take the fun and creativity of Minecraft and put it into schools? Minecraft is a sandbox game that encourages creativity, exploration, and whatever you want to do. You play as this blocky character named Steve, or Alex if you want to be a female, who roams the world and tries to defend him or herself from monsters. Playing with friends, it can teach cooperation and trust, but you could just annoy your friends and still have a great time.
I think Minecraft should be taught in schools. For starters, Minecraft is a good game that teaches the fundamentals of how to run a sustainable civilization. For example, building houses, keeping stable farming and water supplies, and creating working machines by redstone. If teachers want Minecraft to be more realistic, Minecraft can have plugins or mods which can add more features than what it already has to offer. Plugins or mods alter Minecraft in certain aspects. With these, some unrealistic features can be fixed to fit what is normal in the real world. For example, some mods can allow you to add electricity instead of redstone, which gives a more realistic version of the game. Minecraft is a sandbox game, which means that it gives players large amounts of freedom to do whatever they want. Because it is a sandbox game, Minecraft could help with many creative ideas the students have. It makes learning fun and can motivate students to do their work. Also, Minecraft has an education edition with a built-in tutorial system to encourage step-by-step curriculum-based learning of STEM and 21st century's building skills. It's collaborated with lots of reliable and well-known organizations to teach children the fundamentals of coding. Finally, Minecraft was already used in a school. According to Ivan Kuo from Game of Fiction, Minecraft has been used in a Swedish school called Victor Rydberg School. It was used to teach city planning and other fundamentals for society, and the general feedback was that most people enjoyed it.
Although Minecraft's benefits can be used for schools, there are still things that hold it back. For starters, there needs to be more tests to confirm that Minecraft is a suitable game for kids to learn on, because they can do whatever they want, so the school needs to be careful of what they do. Not only that, but with the freedom in this game, things can go out of hand. For example, if a kid writes a racial slur as a joke or something inappropriate, it'll slow down the learning process because the teacher needs to 1. Find out which kid did it, and 2. They need to stop the kid doing these things so that they don't distract the class. Doing these things will waste time, and added up, it wastes very valuable time that can be used for students to actually learn instead of being distracted. Although this is only theoretical, it has a chance to occur, and taking these risks aren't good. Besides the field of academic learning, when a server gets plugins or mods, the game can heavily lag depending on the device that is running the game. When it lags, it takes out time and ruins the experience so that it isn't as fun as it should be. With these factors in mind, putting Minecraft in a classroom can be negative towards the student's education.
I really like the idea of Minecraft being taught in schools. I'm not so sure that I think it might warrant to have an entire class devoted to it, like an entire, cycle or marking period, but I do think that there is potential there. For example, if it were to just be used in the regular classroom, or if it were to be used in like some kind of a STEAM class or a coding class or a technology class, I think there's something to offer with Minecraft. And I think that you could work with different teachers to figure out, well, what, let's say, social studies standards could be covered by using this technology. I think that's great. I do think that every time you have a new class like this, a teacher has to get trained on how to teach it. And what's interesting is that some of the students are going to be much more proficient in Minecraft than the teacher. So perhaps one way to do it would be, why not gear this class towards younger students, and maybe you have, let's say, some of the 8th graders or 7th graders, whoever might be the most proficient in the grade at it, that want to take up this, maybe they could help come in and, you know, design the lesson and run the lesson and teach the younger kids how to use it, because they may even have more expertise than the teacher. And it might just be a really cool way, sort of like how you have those reading buddy scenarios where an older student reads to a younger student. Well, maybe this could be like the equivalent of that. I think that there's a lot of potential for that idea. And then you get more kids involved too. So that's how I view it. I think that there's definitely potential for Minecraft to be used for good like that.
Minecraft allows for children's creativity to be sparked and their imagination to thrive. So I absolutely believe that it should be used in an educational way.
In schools for educational purposes, largely because it's a freeform platform. And so you can do stuff like reenact battles for social studies using Minecraft, and there's other purposes too.